Millions of people with life-threatening allergies carry EpiPens. That's the registered trademark for auto-injectors of epinephrine, which can reverse anaphylaxis and other severe allergic reactions. But as Ike Swetlitz reports for Stat, the price of EpiPens has more than quintupled since 2004, leaving many desperate families and emergency medical responders to use possibly less safe and less precise manual syringes. Ike Swetlitz, thank you for joining us and welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
How much does an EpiPen prescription generally cost?
So the list price right now is somewhere around $600 for a pack of two. And they only sell them in packs of two, so you have to pay that much. Many people are covered by some sort of insurance, so they might not be seeing that full price, but that's what they're listing for.
So if, like most people, you want a set at home and a set at school, that could cost you $1,200.
Right.
Is this covered by most insurance plans?
So it depends what sort of insurance you have. So if you have a plan with a high deductible, meaning you have to spend a lot of money before the insurance kicks in, this might be under that deductible and you'll end up having to pay the full cost. If you have a different type of insurance plan, it might be covered. I've spoken with patients who are seeing this big cost and also patients who are getting most of it covered by insurance.
Well, obviously, these are for use in emergencies, but you don't necessarily want to use them. How long are they considered effective before expiring?
So I've spoken with people who say they've seen expiration dates anywhere from about 6 months to a year and a half. It seems like a year is about the average from when they would expire. Now, patients also tell me that it's better to use an expired EpiPen than to do nothing. So the expired ones can still be good for something, but most people seem to want to replace them when they expire. Schools may also require students to have EpiPens that have not officially expired on file. So even if it might be good for a little bit of time after it expires, families will run into regulatory issues with the school.
That's very expensive. And of course, epinephrine is the drug, but the EpiPen is an auto-injector. It's a brand of a pharmaceutical company called Mylan. Are they the only players in this game?
So there are some other companies. There is an alternative auto-injector. It works a little bit differently. Many fewer prescriptions were written for that over the past few years, and then there's a generic version of that alternative. But by and large, the EpiPen is most brand recognition. Mylan is sort of the biggest player in this game.
Ike, you report in your article that over 3.6 million prescriptions of EpiPen kits written last year. Why the sharp rise in prices, and what is that rise exactly?
So looking at the data, I saw a rise, I think, just over 450% since around 2004, and that's in the price that the manufacturer is selling it for. Again, not necessarily the price that an individual is purchasing it for. There are different theories that people have about why the price has gone up so much. As we've looked at the prescription data, most of the auto-injectors that are prescribed are EpiPens, so they have a very large market share and have more control over the price. There's also been changes in the types of insurance plans that people have, so people are seeing a higher price. And there was an application for a generic version of the EpiPen, which was just sort of put on hold earlier this year, that some people have also said may be a reason why the price has continued to go up this year. But it's something that's been going on since the mid-2000s. I even heard from one person who was giving me data about how much they were paying for EpiPens back in the 80s, and the price has really only gone up since then.
That's a big hit for schools who are required to stock them, EMTs, of course, and other first responders. Now, you found that there are several states that are using an alternative, syringes used to deliver epinephrine from a vial. How much is being saved, and where are they doing that?
So it's being done in a lot of different states, about 10 states or so at the various stages of this program. Either local emergency service administrators want to start implementing it, all the way up to programs across the state to train emergency responders to be able to do this. Cost savings are still being quantified exactly. Some advocates of this say it can save millions of dollars for a given state. But I do want to point out with this also that this is injecting from a regular syringe. This is something that paramedics, the the highest trained level of emergency responders, and some other emergency responders already do with many drugs. What's sort of different about what's going on is training the regular EMTs, sort of the lowest level responders, to be able to do this.
And this is being done especially in rural districts where they have volunteer fire departments, that kind of thing.
Right. And that's part of where they're seeing this cost increase the most, because it makes up such a large percentage of their budget.
Okay, so obviously it takes some training for EMTs and other first responders perhaps to learn how to use the EpiPens. Any other drawbacks, though, on either dosage or efficacy using the syringe and vial method instead of the auto-injector?
It does take longer to pull a liquid from a vial into a syringe and then inject it in someone else than it does to jab them with an auto-injector. How much longer depends on how much training you have. And, you know, people might disagree about whether the extra 30 seconds or minute or so that it takes to prepare that is worth it. It's also, you know, when you draw a drug into a syringe, you have to draw a certain dose, right? Whereas the auto-injectors are pre-dosed.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about how much of the drug you're putting into the syringe and how much of it is getting out of the syringe into the person. Most of these auto-injectors have two different versions, one for the children's dose and one for the adult's dose. Emergency responders carry around two of them, right? But if they were able to draw it from the vial into the syringe, they would only need, you know, one vial, and they would just either draw the children's dose or the adult's dose. Now, critics would say that that might make them more susceptible to error because they might accidentally draw more than they're supposed to for the person that they're treating.
Well, in addition to training first responders and emergency professionals, how about people at home giving this to their kids or themselves? That's a pretty high bar to cross, learning how to use a syringe and distribute a drug correctly.
Yeah, so the people who I spoke with who were considering doing this, you know, they might have needed to learn how to administer the syringe, but for those individuals, those syringes would have been pre-filled at a doctor's office, or at least that's with the woman who I spoke with for my story. So they wouldn't need to learn how to draw up the medication and make sure they have the dosing right and all of that. They would take the vials and the syringes into the doctor's office and have them do it, and really just need to learn how to give the shot.
What's the difference in cost in a dose of epinephrine via syringe and via auto-injector? Do you know?
Each of the vials would have a few doses in it. Cost a few dollars, depending on the provider. Syringes are a negligible cost, including the cost that it would that someone would incur taking it to the doctors and office and having them fill it for them. I think this one told me it was something like, you know, $20 to fill a few syringes, which last approximately 3 months.
The cost has driven officials in 10 states, as you mentioned, to push for more training for EMTs. I mean, we do have precedent for policymakers pressing for lower costs of prescription drugs or supporting alternatives. How about on this front, any movement legislatively to lower the cost of EpiPens or some alternative?
I'm not aware of any policy programs. There are programs that the manufacturer Mylan has to distribute EpiPens, in some cases free to schools, or to offer discounts for people who have certain types of insurance plans. Most of the policy initiatives that I've seen around EpiPens or around epinephrine auto-injectors have either been about increasing the availability of them in different places or about allowing EMTs or other people to be trained to use syringes.
Ike Sweatless, he reports for the health and medicine website STAT. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You can read Ike's article, "The High Price of EpiPens Spurs Consumers, EMTs, to Resort to Syringes for Allergic Reactions." The link is at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.